It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is Chicago pitcher Jake Arrieta. Growing up, I dreamed of playing pro baseball. I aimed high, I listened to my coaches, and they guided me. Because that's how I knew I'd be ready to compete. That's how I knew I'd be ready for the big leagues.
That same game plan works in the classroom, listening to teachers, parents, and mentors. By aiming high, raising standards, and testing their skills, kids can achieve great things. Finish the school year strong. Find your game plan for success at gameplanforsuccess.org.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. Help me out and go to Lowe's so you can get my deck looking sharp. They have exclusive Olympic products that allow you to clean and stain your deck in no time, in all weather conditions. Do that for me, and I'll stop slapping you on the back with the screen door.
Make your home happy and go to Lowe's for great deals, like $5 off select Olympic stain and resurfacers via online or mail-in rebate. Offer valid 4/27 through 5/9. $5 off 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Excludes mistints. Cannot be combined with any other offer, promotion, coupon, or discount. See associate for details. U.S. only.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There are now government programs available to help you settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But these may be limited-time programs, so you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call, you'll get free information from Federal Tax Relief. This free info can even help you if you have penalties, unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call Federal Tax Relief today for free info at 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Call now, 1-800-294-2339.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
Be wise, be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise, be ready.
Betting stores.
Listen to every Cubs game right here. We're the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Flexible and affordable season ticket plans are available at ChicagoWolves.com. Bears general manager Ryan Pace has the draft board set, and he says they've got plenty of options as they pick number 11 tomorrow.
We have more than 11 names right now at that we're prepared to go with.
Pace says the Bears could potentially trade down if there was an opportunity, and it was a good one. The draft beginning tomorrow here in Chicago. Baseball, Jake Arrieta is on a streak of 24 straight quality starts, and tonight he's expected to go, or will go tonight, against the Brewers as long as the weather is cooperative. At Wrigley Field, Taylor Youngman will be pitching for Milwaukee. You can hear it on the Score. White Sox are off to a nice start as well, and they will complete, hopefully, a sweep in Toronto tonight. Jose Quintana pitches against Marco Estrada, and today a move done by the team as they send Miguel Gonzalez. He started on Monday, remember. They send him back to Charlotte. They have recalled Daniel Webb, who will pitch out of the bullpen. After being eliminated by the Blues, the Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville is still pretty pleased with the performance of his coaching staff this season.
I think that I am very, very happy with our staff. I like our staff in all areas, and very fortunate the group that we have around us. And I think that whether you're looking at special teams, goalies, I thought they did a real good job.
Players and coaches here in Chicago today as they gather their belongings and prepare for the offseason. Artemi Panarin says he will play for Team Russia in the World Championships. Couple of elimination games in playoff play tonight. First in the NBA, the Warriors will try to finish off the Houston Rockets. They're up 3-1, and remember, Steph Curry is not playing, the knee injury keeping him out. Also in the NHL, Game 7 between the Ducks and Predators will happen in Anaheim. This update brought to you by TransUnion. TransUnion.com has your credit score and more. Also brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's demo sale. That's going on now. Save on over 400 vehicles. 670 weather, rain tonight, low of 45, showers tomorrow, high of 49. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Next broadcast tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs face the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by the Village of Wheeling. Move your business. Visit wheelingil.gov.
Scores at Bernstein.
Dan and Terry, the killer bees.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bears are well set for this draft no matter what happens. They have positioned themselves wisely. They've done the right stuff. They've made themselves enormously popular, and something good may come of it, some may not. Who knows what people decide to do.
Somewhere a quarterback is going to come of it. That's the other thing. I mean, your secondary story here, the first round pick is a big deal, but the secondary story is there is going to be a young quarterback around who's not David Fales.
Scores at Bernstein. Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Olin Krutz, the former Bears center.
For these young kids, this is their dream. You've been dreaming about this moment, this Thursday, this Friday, this Saturday, for as long as you can remember. If you're projecting the top three rounds, you're so excited, you can't even control yourself. You're worried about it, and the reports on me was that I dropped after the combine because of my attitude, and I had character issues for the fight I got into in college, and all that kind of stuff. I was supposed to be the number one ranked center. Well, I was actually the third center to go in the first three rounds. Kalen and Jeremy Newberry went before me, so my issues definitely did hurt me coming out. That is something I knew, and that's something I read up on. So, yeah, you're definitely looking at that stuff because you know that you're a big investment. Any red flag that knocks you down in the draft, that's just not good for you, and you worry about that stuff.
Boers and Bernstein, they deal in negativity. I call them trash dealers.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
Wednesday on the road, it's a business trip.
I've got to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
How the hell did it get to be 307? What's going on here? What's wrong with our clock?
Well, because it's 307,
no show management.
That means that this broadcast is now available to you if you want to come hang out and have some fabulous pizza and maybe a beverage or two. Because, hey, you know, for us, you know what we can do? We can pretty much get our weekend started right now with Cubs baseball scheduled for this time period.
In case you haven't noticed, that's exactly what I've been doing.
I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
I wasn't going to out you.
No, I think that's right. We have Cubs baseball, and the Cubs last a long time, and then Mark Grody has to go a long time.
And then we pop on shortly thereafter and say a couple of things, and sayonara, right.
Yeah, then we have to go.
This is a great time if you had wanted to respond to any of the many many interviews we've already done on this show. If you wanted to jump on and have a thought for us about anything, now's a good time between now and the second half, because at 4 o'clock, Matt Miller is going to give us his up-to-date draft thoughts, his busy time of year as well. We also always love having him on from Bleacher Report. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to do Who's Your Guy, thanks to the scouting efforts of Nolan Naraki and the draft guide that he produces. So,
and your last chance at Who's Your Guy, so correct, make it good. Correct. We mean it. Don't and, mess around.
And if you were listening closely to some of these interviews so far, there were at least three names that were mentioned for the Bears that have not been covered yet in Who's Your Guy. So I hope you were taking good notes. 312-644-6767 is the number if you want to come out and have conversation with the Boers and Bernstein show. So today was also the Blackhawks exit interviews. All the, hey, the players were available as they cleaned out their lockers, and you heard,
it went well.
Right? They're not happy. They shouldn't be happy because they're not used to this. They're not used to being able to have.
Neither's the city.
I know.
The city is like a bum or a bummed out and has been. But I mean, really seriously, kids, if you were paying attention, you know that, yes, you kept waiting for him to flip that switch, and it flipped on Saturday. Didn't flip so much the other night. But I mean, really, as we talked about, you didn't play great.
After a while, you get the sense of the entitlement to that party, and your troop, Metro trains full of drunken red-clad suburbanites who are already
sleeping,
passed out by 11 in the morning somewhere on a street corner. We saw a whole lot of that.
We did.
The young women with their orange spray tans and giant sunglasses and odd ankle tattoos.
Yay, Blackhawks! Well, that's not really. Is that Blackhawk Nation?
Well, kind of has been when we've covered those parties. It was a lot of orange women.
I know, a lot of orange
What's
women.
What's the deal?
I don't know. I guess they like orange. I like orange.
I see them occasionally around Wrigley Field, too. Young blonde ladies who appear oddly orange.
Mm-hmm. I like orange. Orange is good.
You like orange women? They look like Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, I know. I like them, though. There were so many of them. It was like a feast of orange women.
Massive sunglasses and orange skin.
Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. I mean, that is. But, that, you know, that's okay. You could go a year without a party. Maybe they rise again next year. Although I don't know that that's going to happen. Maybe. But that's what it is. It's really a party because there's no reflect. And I know that Blackhawk fans, and if you, I pass any number of bars during game nights, and I see them. We're coming home the other night, and they were so crowded. They were parked in other places. There were so many people at these bars. And that's what it is. It's not reflective when you look at the numbers and you say, oh, my God, we did 2 million people. That's a celebration. Well, no, not really. Not really. That's no.
In Orland Park, here's Ray. He's on the score. Hi, Ray.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My 2-year-old daughter is thrilled that you just referenced Oompa Loompas. She loves Oompa Loompas. So nicely done to hit all demographics.
You know, with all due respect, they creep me out, the Oompa Loompas.
She likes the old Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, actually, I never showed my kids when they were young. I never showed them like the Johnny Depp version of Willy Wonka. It was always the Gene Wilder version that they preferred.
I don't plan on either. It's creepy. Anyway, my question is there any trade buzz happening? I heard the Cowboys might be looking at Willie Young. Is Lamar Houston on the market right now? Can we see a late pick be added to the pile of picks they already have? Just wanted to get your thoughts and know what's going on with that.
Well, I think there are possibilities of all kinds of stuff going on. I'm open to anything. Phones are ringing.
Yeah, trying to figure out this draft is crazy. I mean, you know where the first two picks are going. And after that, good luck. Good luck with the way things work in the NFL. And I don't even know if there is a right pick after that. I mean, every guy you look at's got some kind of a problem there. Well, I don't know about that guy. I'm not sure. And the guy was listed by many people as the number one pick, ran into a little problem today.
That Laramie reported. Tunsil has a civil lawsuit on his hand for assaulting his stepfather. One report said father-in-law, the other said stepfather. But either way, I don't know that this is having people convene for emergency meetings to redo draft boards.
No, but I mean, it's just something you don't want. I mean, I agree with you. And it's probably necessary. It sounds like it's necessary. You know, that if you're, you know, beating on a woman or whatever you're doing, and he has to step in, well, then that's different. But, yeah, he was a guy that a lot of scouts had number one. Of course, we know that's gone now. We know the number one pick is, and it's going to be Jared Goff.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
By the way, FYI, we've got a big line of heavy weather unexpectedly headed this way. So I would tell you that per corporate policy, we have to tell you to put a book on your head.
Yes.
Not for much longer.
Why?
Oh, because we'll be our own standalone corporation.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying? So that way, can we keep it, though?
No, once we're going to make our own policy.
Once CBS Radio becomes a freestanding corporation, can we then say that, can we make up our own or keep the book on the head storm policy?
Oh, that never leaves. That, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll keep it.
I'm going to go downstairs and see if I can find some books to pass out. If that's going to be that bad, I'll find some.
Or you'll just pass out. Mike in Bloomington, here on the score. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon. I have a baseball question for you. When you watch the game on TV, it has the strike zone or the K zone or whatever it is, and it seems like it's the same for every hitter. But every hitter, according to their size, should have an individualized strike zone. How do they justify right or wrong with the same size thing?
Well, but because it's just a guideline.
Yes, it's a guideline.
It
just take that into account.
Yeah, I think they do. I think it does measure vertically.
Yep, it does. It measures if you've got a guy 6'5 or 7'6", it's the same thing. It's not going to change. It's not going to get longer or whatever. But the way they show how it registers is based on that guy's strength. Same place. Yeah, it's still right there. No matter the height of the guy, that's where it is.
It's still a human being putting that dot somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep,
I wouldn't really worry about it. It's not official. It's just a guideline for you.
No, and if you go into the game, see you're flipping between the Sox and the Cubs, and you go to the game and you look at the thing and you see, okay, I don't look right away. I say the count should be 2-2. If I'm looking at this thing, it should be 2-2. I'm just guessing,
right?
And oftentimes it's right. I mean, it's they are pretty accurate. Most umpires, I mean, when you look at some of those pitches, they are right on that edge. They are right on that edge, and a lot of guys can throw it right there.
There's so much bad umpiring going on.
Oh, I know.
I want robot umpires, and I want them now. And I saw something that Joe Sheehan wrote, too, about how overpowered some of these umps are to change games by throwing out star players, that his belief is that umpires should not have the ability to eject players. Because there's just too much power. He said that umpires should be much less empowered. He also wants robot balls and strikes.
what do you do if a guy's acting the fool then? Who throws him out?
He had a theory on this. That
who throws him out?
I think the league can do it. That somebody in a war room somewhere can call and say, get that guy out of here. Just like we were saying during the NFL season when all the stuff that was going on that you referenced before with Josh Norman and Odell Beckham. And the referees are because of the NFL, they're just completely overwhelmed and they have no idea what's going on. That somebody should say, hey, there should be a phone call. Say, get that idiot out of here.
From the first play, they were doing it. They did it the entire damn day. I mean, yes, I agree. They're oftentimes officials are reluctant to do it. Now, we know soccer officials are reluctant to do it because somebody goes on, punches them.
Or shoots them.
Yeah, shoots them, punches them. But I think it's okay if the umpires, they don't really, I mean, if you're acting a complete fool, they'll toss you, but I don't think it really affects the game that much. If you say, well, he threw this guy out, generally he deserves it. You don't need a call. I mean, generally if a guy is just out of control and going crazy, you know, I haven't seen much of that this year, by the way. I haven't seen any I got to control baseball players, except the Tiger the other day. You give him I didn't see them all, you idiots. I never, because the ball is hit and he doesn't move.
You can't catch what you can't see. That's what the way official scores look at. That's why it's not an error.
Yeah, that was his point. It's like he looks up at the lights and he goes, here's two of them for you.
Here's another one for you,
idiots. I can't see. Okay, well, fine, I get it. I mean, I just think there's a, you know, him and maybe a few others, but basically it hasn't been a crazy year.
The 708 says, tell that guy that the K-zone is the same because it does adjust to every hitter's size. You don't notice the change in correlation with the batter.
Right. It's every guy, it's where the pitch is. It's not.
The 847 says, I'm going to the Cubs game and it's supposed to storm. Where can I find a book to cover my head? Well, somewhere. You can stop. There's shops all around.
Well, bring one with you.
Bring a nice sturdy book with you.
Do you not have a book at home? Get a book, pick it up, and read it.
And I think the storm should this line should blow through before the game.
Yeah, well before the game.
So shouldn't be an issue for you. Boers and Bernstein, bottom of the hour, second half on WSCR, the score.
Football fans, are you going to the draft? Make sure to stop by the Score Radio booth this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and pick up the latest issue of Pro Football Weekly and enter to win a limited edition PFW sweatshirt.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Why do I feel like we've had this conversation before? It's because we have. Sam Bradford not only is saying that he wants to be traded, but apparently now he is saying where he will and will not go. For instance, San Francisco may have some interest, but Bradford apparently will not go there because he does not want to play for Chip Kelly again. Somebody needs to tell this guy he's not Tom Brady. Exactly what did anybody do to this guy for him to think that he could try to throw his weight around and dictate anything to anyone? In fact, a better question, what has he done for anyone since getting into the league? You are a sub-500 quarterback who is injury-prone and has not led anybody anywhere or won anything significant since that Heisman Trophy. If you want more years and more Jack, close your mouth, show up to camp, and ball up. I'm Jim Rome.
Looking for a better way to find your favorite movies and shows? The X1 Voice Remote lets you find your favorites with your voice. Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see how your service stacks up to Xfinity at Xfinity.com/challenge. Or get started today with a great offer on Xfinity from Comcast. You'll get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. Visit Xfinity.com/challenge today to take the X1 Challenge or learn more about Xfinity's great offers when you call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply.
For details.
Summer's coming up and you're getting ready to book travel, which means you're going to use your credit card. And as you're doing it, you're thinking, oh, wait a second. I thought I saw an advertisement for a card that has all kinds of rewards or a free hotel night. And you're trying to stay on top of what's best for you. But it's just too much to ask. And it seems like too much for you to do to make sure you got the best card. Well, that's solved now. And there's none of this feeling like you picked the wrong card or any concern because of NerdWallet.com. All you have to do is go there and they'll do all the work. It's just a couple of clicks and you check off your preferences at nerdwallet.com and then you instantly see the best matches for you. And these are comps of over 1,700 different credit cards to make sure you get the best one. It's super to use, easy to use online tools. There's financial experts giving you unbiased, straightforward information. They're not really trying to sell anything. It is just trying to get you connected with the best credit card for you. So before you book your summer vacation, do this. Go to nerdwallet.com, and then you'll get matched up with the perfect credit card for travel. It optimizes. It life hacks. And listen to this. Those who shop and compare at NerdWallet receive hundreds of dollars worth of sign-up rewards, so that helps with your travel fund. Hurry over to nerdwallet.com. That's nerdwallet.com.
This is Chicago pitcher Jake Arrieta. Growing up, I dreamed of playing pro baseball. I aimed high, I listened to my coaches, and they guided me. Because that's how I knew I'd be ready to compete. That's how I knew I'd be ready for the big leagues.
That same game plan works in the classroom, listening to teachers, parents, and mentors. By aiming high, raising standards, and testing their skills, kids can achieve great things. Finish the school year strong. Find your game plan for success at gameplanforsuccess.org.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-930-0972. 800-930-0972.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Be wise, be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
This is Lawrence Levy from Levy & Associates, the nation's leading tax resolution firm. If you have IRS tax problems and you can't sleep at night, you give us a call immediately at 800-890-2200. Have you been levied by the IRS? Has your bank account been levied? Have your wages been levied? If so, give us a call today at 800-890-2200. The IRS and state tax problems can be addressed. Give the best team in the country a call today, 800-890-2200.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following message contains a special offer for listeners of this station. Are you a man over 40? Are you constantly looking for the nearest bathroom? Do you wake up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? Right now, Perfect Prostate is sending out free bottles of their groundbreaking new formula to listeners of this station. Perfect Prostate formula was developed by medical doctor Mitchell Fleischer, and its ingredients have been clinically studied to reduce your frequent nighttime bathroom visits and promote healthy urine flow. Right now, preferred customers get their first bottle of Perfect Prostate absolutely free. There's nothing to lose. Perfect Prostate is guaranteed to reduce that constant urge to use the bathroom, especially at night, and promote healthy urine flow. Don't wait. Call now for your free bottle. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617. Supplies are limited. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-9617. That's 1-800-680-9617.
SportsRadio.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Addison drives one toward right center on the run. Santana can't get it. That ball bounces up against the wall. Bryant scores. Here comes Zobrist. He'll score on a triple by Addison Russell. Cubs lead 3-1.
Last year we were just getting a lot of young guys broken in. I felt we were good last year, but it took a while to really, you know, get it all working. KB had to show up. Addison eventually playing shortstop was a big play.
That's the skipper, and Addison Russell provided the big hit last night in the Cubs' victory over the hapless Brewers. Well, I don't know if they're hapless, but they're...
No, they have very little hap. They don't have much hap.
They don't have much hap.
And that was our guy, Craig Counsell. I still want to get him on the show.
I do, too.
Because we know that he was a friend when he was playing.
I want to talk to him,
It's got to be tough to be Craig Counsell. Well, maybe not.
Well, you know
the expectations are low.
They're listing the managers already on the hot seat. Well, what do you want Freddy Gonzalez to do with that? What do you want him to do?
How is he on the hot seat?
That's what it says. He's
got a roster full of bum-ass bums.
I know, but he's on the hot seat.
Hey, I think
my seat is getting hot.
We might have to do an intervention across the room here because
I've never seen anything like this.
I think that poor man is being interrogated. I'm not quite sure what's going on because usually you do a stand-up in front of a camera
under
the lights and you talk for like 30 seconds and you're done. That's been like an hour.
Yeah, he's been over there for a long time and he was over here wandering around the periphery when all the NFL people were here. I just don't know who he is.
So to make sure,
we're sending Maddie out there.
Yeah, Maddie's going to go check.
Matt Amatacola.
I just want to make sure he's okay because it looked like there was, seriously, like there's some sort of interrogation occurring. Yeah. They're trying to get information out of him.
Because TV stand-up was, what, a minute
and
a half?
You put the thing in your ear and you try to hear yourself and you look at the camera and say something and you go on with your day.
Half an hour.
Right. Oh, at least.
Doing that.
They're trying to get sensitive information from him, I think. And they're going to start waterboarding him next.
There's nobody left but us.
Send him away. They're going to put a burlap sack over his head and take him away. Never seen somebody talking under hot lights for that period of time.
Well, I make up my mind there's two things I can do. One, the burlap sack. The other one is I'm going to get a score bear. I'm going to have the score bear.
To attack people.
Not the Chicago. The score
not
bear,
like
yes.
Olin.
Yeah, just to kind of like bite your back. You have to take giant chunks out of your back.
Yeah, after your review of The Revenant, I'm out. I really don't think. I know people say that visually it's stunning and sweeping, and you just see all of these fabulous things.
Frozen tundra.
Okay, but
it's frozen. The whole thing's frozen. It's ice. They're ice.
You're a guy who doesn't even like the frozen food section of Mariano's.
I don't
do the frozen food section, buddy.
Tundra, and then, the Pawnee, and
is it the frozen tundra of Lambeau Fields?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. And then
the
he's
ice bowl.
Falling down the damn ice, and then he's in the what? It's all.
Why can't he get his act together?
I don't know what's wrong with him. I mean,
is that really the issue of that movie? What the hell is wrong with you?
Really
nobody
is.
Could be that unlucky.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look,
first the bear, and then they fall off a cliff, and you're attacked by the
party. Yeah. Well, then there's other people are still looking for you too, taking shots at you, and I don't even know who they are. And occasionally he gets hit, and he's down again, falling over. I mean, I kept thinking, okay, you can't chase Tom Hardy for 2.5 hours. Wrong. You can chase him for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
You absolutely can. And he finally caught him. I mean, I don't want to give away the movie, but I think you get the picture. You're never off. It's ice the entire time. That's all it is.
So it's just a relentless chase movie.
Yes. Yes. Well, as fast as he can move chasing, because the bear's got the best parts of him. I mean, he can't
did
move very fast.
His naughty bits.
Well, he didn't bite his naughty bits, but I mean, you can't move very fast because Happy is missing.
Oh, I thought the bear was always chasing.
Yeah, no, the bear's gone.
It's like,
the bear. No, the bear disappears. Others take up the chase.
Okay, so
they find him and they help him. They stitch him up, and he stitches himself up. I kept thinking, no, I mean, I understand there's something more to this movie, right? It's Academy Award performance. Wrong.
So he's falling and screaming.
Falling and screaming.
Nice job, Leo.
Well, you know what? If the bear's eating me, I'm the same thing.
Okay.
I'm same thing.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Flexible and affordable season ticket plans are available at ChicagoWolves.com. So Alshon Jeffrey is not participating in the optional Halas Hall workouts, which are going on right now with the Bears. But General Manager Ryan Pace says that Jeffrey is at least letting them know what he's been doing and is still working out. They've been in constant contact about that. Also, in regard to that potential long-term contract, nothing yet.
We continue to talk, and with his agency, and it's still, like I said before, it's still been cordial and it's been productive, but not a lot of new information there.
So the current order of business for the Bears beyond that is to worry about the draft, which will begin tomorrow. They will pick 11th, and that draft happening here in Chicago. Tonight, as long as the weather cooperates, the Cubs will be taking on the Brewers at Wrigley Field, and Jake Arrieta is going to make the start. Taylor Youngman will be pitching for the Brewers. You can hear that game on the score. Jose Quintana gets the ball for the White Sox in Toronto. They're trying to sweep the Blue Jays there. They've had a really nice series so far, and today they send Miguel Gonzalez back to Charlotte. They recall Daniel Webb, who will pitch out of the bullpen. Artemi Panarin said today that he's going to play for Team Russia in the World Championships. Blackhawks here in Chicago, players and coaches, as they get ready for their offseason now. And after a court reinstated Tom Brady's 4-game suspension for the whole deflated football thing, the Players Association said they wanted to reopen settlement discussion. The league said today, no. This update brought to you by TransUnion. TransUnion.com has your credit score and more. And if you're looking for the ultimate draft day experience, On Location Experiences is the official source for VIP tickets and hospitality to the 2016 NFL Draft here in Chicago. So book your experience today. Call 844-384-9980 for details or email nflol@onlocation.events. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the radio home of Cubs baseball. Our next broadcast tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs face the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You come out in the second half, and it's bombs away.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
So a busy first half of the show on our NFL Network pre-draft broadcast here at Geno's East. We talked with Bucky Brooks. We talked with Daniel Jeremiah. We talked with Curtis Conway. And we talked with Rich Campbell.
Nice to see you all. It was terrific. My whistle's waterlogged. My whistle's in the tundra. Get my whistle. Stop blowing my whistle. All right, so, you know, during spring training, Yoenis Cespedes was the most interesting man, not because of his blunders in the field, there are plenty of those, but because the wide array of rides he drove and rode in the work each day. You remember this, right? One of the cars he drove to spring training was a fire-breathing Lamborghini Aventador. It's one of the craziest cars in all of baseball, but he won't have it much longer. That's because he's selling it. Alex Vega, who helped trick out the car at the auto for him in Miami. Let me tell you something. You don't really need to help trick out much if it's a Lamborghini Aventador. You don't. I mean, I don't know how fast you want to go.
Remember our guy Deontay Wilder, the last time we talked about a Lamborghini, we were at the Super Bowl. The heavyweight champs he's got an alligator skin Lamborghini, he said, right? Is that an Aventador or no?
Yeah, probably. Okay. That's when I told him I'd kick him. Was that when I told him I'd kick his ass for him?
Yep. He laughed.
That's right.
He doesn't
anyway, know. The car is starting at auction. The bidding starts at $280,000. The car will undoubtedly go for more than the starting bid, and it's just a ridiculous car, and the winner is getting. But if you get the car, if you buy the car,
right,
he or she will also get 4 Mets tickets, a photo with Cespedes, and a signed jersey.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, if you're spending $300,000 on a car, you don't need Mets tickets.
You know what it reminded me of, though? My friend's parents bought Pedro Martinez's house, and they were negotiating over the price, and eventually Pedro was like, okay, I'll throw in a bunch of autographed baseballs and but he had all this stuff. He's like, let me just sign a bunch of stuff and I'll throw that all in. Can we just finish it up and that'll be fine? They said, okay, fine, whatever. So there was precedent there because he was, I heard that story. They said he was really, really nice about it, but that was how they concluded their price negotiations with a bunch of baseball stuff.
Well, there you go. If you're interested, here it is.
We know that Jake Arrieta is pitching phenomenally, and Joe Sheehan said he's doing something that's really unprecedented right now. But as of right now, he is down the list as far as wins above replacement. Jake Arrieta is at 0.8 wins per Fangraphs. Right now, Noah Syndergaard, 1.5, Johnny Cueto, 1.3, Kershaw, 1.2, Strasburg, Sale, and Quintana all at 1. Vincent Velasquez, really good pitcher in the Phillies, is at 0.9, as is Jaime Garcia, Taiwan Walker, and David Price. Now,
Walker's coming into his own.
He is. And there's a group of guys at 0.8. One of whom absolutely shocked me. And I guess I shouldn't be shocked when you go back and you see how he pitched near the end of last year. Because as of right now, this pitcher has a 2.42 ERA and an xFIP, expected fielder independent pitching, of a sparkling 2.69. It's Rich Hill. Rich Hill.
Oh, geez.
Has been really good. And this started near the end of last year. So it is possible that after all this time, sometimes something clicks, sometimes you're just right guy, right time, with the right pitching coach, and you figure something out. We always, his stuff has always been lauded, and it never happened as a Chicago Cub prospect, but it is happening now for Rich Hill.
All right, I discussed this with you off the air. You believe you could recognize this. Richard Sherman did the undercover Lyft driver thing in Seattle, and people were clueless. He didn't even try to undercover that hard. He called himself Richie, proclaimed himself a 12th man, and dropped about every kind of football hint you could imagine. Then he said his favorite Seahawk is Richard Sherman. He did everything but tell them he was Richard Sherman, and then he did that too. Don't be too embarrassed, Seattle. Jerry Rice did the same thing in San Francisco and fooled everyone there, too. I mean, you do look at your driver when one of those guys picks you up. You do take a look. How could you not know Richard Sherman? I mean, it looks, you know what he looks like driving the car? Richard Sherman! I mean, you're in Seattle. You're picking people up, and nobody
knew
who he was.
See, that's that you're in Seattle. I mean, I understand if he's doing this in Memphis, he probably could get by without anybody noticing him. But in Seattle, as Seahawks crazy as they are?
Yeah, I mean, and nobody knew him the entire day.
Well, actually, wasn't Seattle the place where Juwan Oldham was trying to disguise himself?
Yeah, he wore the long coat and the hat, said he did that people wouldn't recognize him.
Because he had all the paternity suits that were out there.
Yeah, paternity suits waiting for him.
Yeah, and even though he's 7'2", that... Maybe he knew something about Seattle. Maybe he was more right than you knew.
Yep. Yeah, maybe he was.
So Tiger Woods has at least reserved his spot in the U.S. Open. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that he's going to play, but by the filing deadline, he's at least giving himself the opportunity. And by all accounts, this golf course that he designed, this Blue Jack National, is getting great reviews. That people who review golf courses for a living think it's just absolutely, it's sporty and gorgeous and it's going to be terrific. But I'm hearing two schools of thought on Tiger's return. One is, hey, this is great, welcome him back. The other is, absolutely not, way too soon. He hasn't played enough golf and he's rushing this and it's going to look bad and he's going to end up being hurt again. So I don't know on which side of it you are.
The latter category.
I guess he looked okay swinging the club a couple times at this little exhibition event. But, you know, sadly, when he's hitting a ceremonial drive, all I can think of is the Masters and, like, Byron Nelson or whoever, Arnie, whoever they bring out to hit a screamer into the crowd.
He's a spectator. Right, right. Somebody's
I
neck.
Love it when you hit a spectator. You know?
That's so bad. That's the second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask you to think of this or the other things we discussed, a lot of football. When you come back, though, I want to talk about Jake Arrieta for a moment, okay?
All right.
Can we continue that conversation?
Yeah, he's warring with Stephen A. Smith today.
Yeah, I just other things, too, that I don't know where the hell they came from, but I want to discuss some of that. You got Boards and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That's just a great second half.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Hub Arkish, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, and I'm here to let you know that Pro Football Weekly is back. To celebrate, we're giving away a collector's edition hoodie a day for the next 60 days. Just go to profootballweekly.com/hoodie, enter your email, and if you've won, we'll email you right back. While you're there, check out the site. You want an insider's guide to the NFL? Go to profootballweekly.com for all the news and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Pro Football Weekly, the best coverage in the NFL since 1967.
Easy. It is that easy, and you can have almost exactly that with Blue Apron. Check it out. Go to blueapron.com/Dan, and you can see all these spectacular ingredients and well-conceived meals that will have you doing all kinds of cooking that maybe you didn't think was in reach for you because you weren't going to go wandering around a grocery store trying to put everything together and figuring out what to buy and how and looking up recipes. It's all done for you, and it ships for free. All manageable online. Like, here's an example of one of the meals that arrives in April. It's a Jamaican curry chili with purple top turnip, collard greens, and crisped up pita croutons. So I say, okay, what's Jamaican curry spice and how am I going to do all this? Well, it comes as a blend of curry powder, ground ginger, garlic powder, allspice, dried thyme, and cayenne pepper with a little heat on it. And you know how the great thing about these stews, very often there are leftovers when we cook, and man, when you refrigerate it the next day, it's even better. Blue Apron's got all kinds of variety with new recipes created each week, completely flexible and super easy. And when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. You can get your first two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. All my personal friends to whom I have recommended this have loved it, and I've heard so much from people in person and on Twitter that it's life-changing for some people as far as convenience and trying new things and cooking with kids, because it's great for that, too. It's blueapron.com/Dan. Blue Apron, a better way to...
It's a serious problem for many men. But in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is Chicago pitcher Jake Arrieta. Growing up, I dreamed of playing pro baseball. I aimed high, I listened to my coaches, and they guided me. because that's how I knew I'd be ready to compete. That's how I knew I'd be ready for the big leagues.
That same game plan works in the classroom, listening to teachers, parents, and mentors. By aiming high, raising standards, and testing their skills, kids can achieve great things. Finish the school year strong. Find your game plan for success at gameplanforsuccess.org.
Every day we hear news about high levels of hazardous chemicals, bacteria, even lead in water across the country. Do you know what's in your home's water? A Pelican water system can reduce 99% of those pollutants from your water. You'll have spring quality water from every faucet in your home. We have factory direct pricing, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and free shipping. Call Pelican now and they'll ship you a free information kit. Call 855-829-5167. That's 855-829-5167.
Savings by switching to State Farm.
All right, some of my favorite shows have started up again for the spring, and I've really put my Xfinity TV app to the use over this past week or so. Hey there, guys. It's Matt Abaticola for my Xfinity Internet. Yeah, I'm on the train and going back and forth from the city, have my tablet with me, and I'm connected to Xfinity Internet on the train, rolling back and forth from the city and using my Xfinity TV app. So I forgot to record a Game of Thrones. No big deal. Just go to my Xfinity TV app right there on the train, Xfinity Internet, and I watched the Game of Thrones Season 6 premiere. Also watched Veep, and I've been catching up on Banshee, which is about 3 or 4 weeks in now, and that's all been great. And it's been so easy to do just using my Xfinity TV app. And if you're an Xfinity user and you have the Xfinity TV app, you can take your Xfinity Internet anywhere that you go. And I'm telling you, there's millions of Hi-Fi hotspots, hotspots all around. You get access to those with the Xfinity. And of course, Xfinity does deliver the fastest in-home Wi-Fi as well. Plus, my Xfinity X1 system is the best for home entertainment with the X1 voice remote, the X1 DVR, where I can watch one show and record up to five others at the same time. It really will change the way you experience TV, but you have to have Xfinity first. So here's what you do. Just to ask how you get the fastest internet. Now until June 30th, new customers can get started with the X1 Starter Double Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, you get super fast internet speeds, and I'm telling you, they are the fastest. Don't take my word for it. Those are tests done at speedtest.net, and they provide the fastest internet in America. That is from Xfinity. So just call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com today. Certain restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees, are extra and subject to change after promo. Regular rates do apply. Just call today to find out and get started with the best in-home entertainment. 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
Right, playable. Zobrist is there. Coming in is Hayward. No hitter for Arrieta. Jake Arrieta pitches a no hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
I've gotten that remark from guys I play against. You know, people asking my teammates, you know, is Arrieta a guy that was trying to cheat the system? And honestly, hearing that kind of stuff come from some of the best players in baseball is honestly a compliment. I view it that way. That's how I view it. You know, and I tell them, hey, man, I eat plants and lean protein. So those are my steroids.
That's Jake Arrieta after he threw a no-hitter, and that's where I first saw it. I did not even know you. I saw the sheep you get sent out. The other day we have a Joe Madden. You got
the sheep they send out.
And the sheep.
That's different.
I got the sheep. He goes out of the bear.
Yeah, don't talk to the sheep because the sheep lies about what happens.
So anyway, you know, I see the steroid questions on there. I've never seen that before. I've never seen anybody mention that before in conjunction with Jake Arrieta. Did you?
No.
Never seen that before. I'd never seen anybody mention it. I'd never seen anybody hint of it. Now it's come up a couple more times since then. Yesterday was, again, one of those days where it came up, and he was, I was not aware that people were saying that. Where did that come from? Where did that emanate from? Do you know?
No, that was the first I had heard about it, too.
It wasn't like everybody's whispering, everybody's talking in baseball about you.
No, because I talk to enough people that if there's fire where there's smoke, generally hear about it, something, and don't necessarily bring it to the air.
No.
But if somebody says, hey, look, this dude, come on, you know. And I had not heard anybody saying that about him.
No, I had not. And now it's become a thing again. We're in the paper again today talking about it, and he has the same answers basically he had for Spieggs and Goff. And I'm thinking, where did that, you know, did who said that? Did a Red say that? Was there some whisper? Has there been whispers before? Because generally, when you start to hear that stuff about players, it becomes public pretty quickly. If there's somebody saying something about, and I wouldn't have taken the second no-hitter for people to say that. He's continued pitching the same way he has been since last year.
It's a guy who has emerged later in his career mm-hmm. to do historic things. Yeah. It wouldn't be the first time that somebody said, oh, wait, why is this happening?
Eats plants. I mean, I just had never heard it before, and his explanation seems to make sense. But I mean, that again, over the years, a lot of people's explanations have made sense.
Yeah,
I just don't know where it emanated from.
The shame of it is, the sad part of it is that for everybody that you don't want to indict, I've said it before, baseball has put itself in a place, and for every Flintstones Vitamins comment from Sammy Sosa and every finger-wagging, perjured statement by Rafael Palmeiro, there's just no good way to get out of it. There's nothing you can do because too many denials, too many, it's all my workouts, it's all this, all that. That I never can tell somebody that you're not allowed to think it or you're not allowed to suspect it, because we're way, way, way past that point. I certainly hope, all I can say is I hope not.
I hope not too.
And I have personally never heard anything even off the record from any of my baseball people to say, hey, wait a second, hold on a second here. And you know, people I've trusted for a long, long time who've been generally can look and say him, and be right about every damn one of them.
Yeah, I say it surprised me, and it sort of continued, and I suppose now it's going to continue once it starts, but I had just not heard that before, and I really, to be honest with you, hadn't even thought about it before. I mean, he makes what he does, his workout, you pretty much know what he does and how he treats his body and everything else, and I had never heard that. But then, as you point out, you read this stuff about these guys, and Rafael Palmeiro, by the way, is basically going into hiding since his career ended. You can't find him with a search party. Even the bear couldn't find him.
Bear could find him, you think?
Oh, yeah. But he's sort of gone into hiding ever since then. I mean, it's interesting what the result of this stuff is. Some are still out there. Some are, and he said, I'm not comfortable with any of this talk. When I'm out, I'm not comfortable with it. So I do remember a very, very ultra low profile. But I had not heard that about Arrieta. I didn't suspect that about Arrieta. I'd never heard anybody even whisper it last year at any time while he's tearing up the National League. I mean, that didn't just start. It's the whole damn second half of the season you couldn't hit him. It's like, wait a minute. So it takes you this long to react to it? I'm just puzzled by it.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong. He was, at one time, a premier prospect, right?
I thought so. Yeah, I thought he was, yeah. I mean, I don't think his velocity has changed, right? Wasn't he like 95 mile an hour guy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right or wrong? I mean, I can't go back to his days as chapter and verse. We'll take a look as a young Oriole, but I didn't remember anything other than prime prospect. I mean, the Orioles had a ton of guys that were prime prospects. He was one of them. He was one of them. Most of them are no longer Orioles, but he was one of those guys who was considered that. And I just think, wait a minute. So if he hits the stride later in life, as some pitchers do. You just mentioned Rich Hill. Took him forever to figure it out. I mean, I don't know if he's got to figure it out. It's just one of those years. But sometimes it takes that long with a pitcher. You just don't hear it. You hear it about hitters. When hitters going crazy, immediately you revert to that. Mm-hmm. Pitchers, it's a process that's pretty slow to catch up to me. To say, wait a minute, of course that's what he's doing. That's why he's doing this.
Yeah, the difference with him has not been velocity. It's been command.
Command.
And it's been being able to replicate the same release point regardless of which pitch is coming out of his hand. There's a little bit of deception, but it's been command and really the preternatural movement mm-hmm. that even if a hitter does suspect what's coming, you can't hit it.
You can't hit it. I mean, it disappears. The ball disappears on you. So I was not aware of it. And then getting the paper talking about it, what you talked about on the station with him.
And now Stephen A. Smith is picking up the cudgel today and igniting a Twitter war with Arrieta himself over it.
Well, Stephen A. Smith needs a friend. He's losing his best friend.
He's losing his foil.
Yeah, he's losing his best buddy. Creepy. It's just too creepy. But I didn't hear that. And pitchers, like I say, you know, all the time we went through all the hitters that you knew were doing it, and nobody ever mentioned a pitcher.
Well, the only time the pitching thing looked obvious to me was Eric Gagne.
Yes. Yeah, when he had like 57 saves or something.
And just ridiculous things that and he just had the whole look of every bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that was indeed the case. That a guy just came out of nowhere and he set every record and was completely untouchable just because some of that wasn't really real.
But it took a while. I mean, that went from one season to the next where he was doing that, right? I mean, then maybe that second season people started to catch up to it. But it generally, pitchers kind of have this little safety zone where you don't really think about it much. And I had not heard anybody, any of my baseball people, ever send me a message and say, well, you know what, here's what's going on. And I had never heard it rumored. I had never heard it thought about. I had never heard anybody say it.
Well, and it's too bad that baseball is in a position where that's a bell you can't unring.
That's correct.
And in this, it is unfair. And the players have to understand that all the years of players, the union not getting more involved, of players looking the other way too, it's an environment that they also helped create. So.
Yep.
There was enough support and enough covering up and enough, well, I don't know, talk to him kind of thing where there was a wink wink going on. It sucks.
It does.
It sucks. But I can never ever tell somebody not to not allowed to suspect anybody because baseball has taken that out of anybody's control.
Well, wait, you know, how many across other sports, how many fabulous liars have we seen over the years? Lance Armstrong was adamant and crazy about it.
And attacking you for it, and suing you over.
So, I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, it's not, I'm just, you know, centering this on baseball, but it's just, I hadn't heard this about him.
Not to mention the number of guys that have gotten busted in the minors and have taken a rip as minor league player. Hell, the guy who's starting for the White Sox tonight is one of those guys.
Yes, he is.
Jose Quintana has a performance enhancing drug suspension on his record.
Boy, has he been good too.
You talk about replicating a delivery.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, boy, that's just free and easy, and he doesn't throw 98.
Nope.
But he can.
Does not.
He can get that thing above your hands at 93 that looks a lot faster than it is based on the hitter's reaction.
Can also hit his spots. I mean, he you better be ready to find out, you know, you know your weaknesses when you pitch to him and when you face him because he will pitch to them.
We've moved some things around. We're going to do who's your guy at 5 instead of 4 because coming up next is Matt Miller with more NFL draft stuff on The Score.
Bears fans, The Score is your headquarters for the NFL Draft. We've partnered with the NFL Network, giving you unprecedented access, featuring all the latest on every Bears pick, exclusive Bears interviews, and breaking Bears news, plus live broadcasts from Draft Town. It all starts tomorrow, only from Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Race fans, Sycamore Speedway, celebrating over 50 years of racing, opens for the season this Saturday. Come check out the super late models, and pure stock cars. Gates open at 6, racing begins at 7:30. For more info, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.
For tickets for a Chicago baseball game is SeatGeek. Now I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. I just used it the other day to get some tickets coming up here in the month of May and looking forward to seeing that baseball team in the North Side keep winning. Here's why I love SeatGeek. It's very simple. They put all the tickets available on other sites into one place, so you save time, you never miss a deal. You can even set alerts for upcoming games, and SeatGeek will let you know if ticket prices fall, so you're not going around from website to website. Even better, every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade, and I love this. It's based on value, so you can immediately find underpriced seats. Before you buy, you can use SeatGeek's detailed maps to see the view from your seat.
And best of all, SeatGeek is always honest and upfront about their price. Now, unlike some other websites, SeatGeek shows you the full ticket price from start to finish and never surprises you with huge fees at checkout. You know which websites do that to you? Stop going there. Use SeatGeek only. Now, don't wait for your chance to get Chicago baseball tickets on SeatGeek because the best seats don't last that long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. That's the free SeatGeek app or SeatGeek.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move. Right low.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0,